But isn't it obvious? All around us, you can look at the billboard, and you can look at you can listen to the radio ad, and you can listen and watch the television ad. And isn't it obvious all around us every day that people are concerned with carnal things? That, they are really promoting it, and they're really selling it, and I'll tell you provides us while we live in this world. But I'll tell you what, my hope is based upon something much greater than what I have. It's been that way for many years. The body. Boy, aren't people concerned about the body. I mean, I see all sorts of advertisements about the body. I mean, it's spoken about on the radio, and it's on the television ads, and it's on the billboards, and there's so much said about conditioning the body and getting the body in shape and having a good body. And I know, folks, I believe that our bodies are important because God created them and He gave them to us. God made man, body and spirit. He formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became twofold. He became a living creature, and I do believe that we ought to do the best that we can to take care of our bodies, but it just seems to me like that so many people are concerned about that and nothing else. I watch sometimes, I see these ads where, and most of them aren't even true. You know, there's so many things. We live in a world all the time that becomes fast. Everything's about being quick. You know, we want fast food. You see people all the time driving through, the drive-up windows, and it's not just because they want something to eat. It's because they want something that's fast. We don't want to wait for a whole lot anymore. We want things to happen quickly, and it seems like that when you advertise something or you promote something that can happen quickly, it seems like a good tool of advertisement to get somebody to latch on to that because they don't have to wait for it and it's not going to take a long time. It's something we can obtain and get quickly. And so that seems to be the way that they approach people doing things for the body. You know, there have been people, there have been exercise trucks throughout the years, and they have, for year after year, they have worked, they've exercised, they've ran, they've done swimming, and cross-training, and lifting weights, all different kinds of exercises to develop the body. But now, it seems like more and more, it seems like now that when you listen to the ads, it's saying that, well, you know, somebody, and more people all the time, we've come up with a way that you can have this, very good sculpted body, and you can have it in a hurry. You can buy this product, maybe a piece of exercise equipment or some kind of dietary supplement or something like that, and you can buy this this product and you can use it, and you can have you can go from being way overweight and out of shape to being rock hard in 30 days. I mean, to have riches that are beyond this world, to have riches that are not temporal and that don't pass away, to have riches that are spiritual. I remember one time I was, bringing a sermon here at Fairview Memorial, and I mentioned something, in that, and I was speaking just, totally from a carnal standpoint, and I remember making the statement about having never been rich and never expecting to be rich, and after the message that day, as we were leaving, Brother Lowe, and I was thankful for what he said to me, and like I said, my mind was focused on just, speaking carnally, but after service, Brother Lowe and I were talking. He said, "Brother Miller," he said, "you told me that yesterday that you can't be rich. Well, you're right. I am. I'll tell you what, I believe the people of God are the richest people in the world. I believe that we have more than this world could ever offer anybody. I'll tell you what, lost friend, listen to me and believe this. You can have more through the Lord Jesus Christ than you can ever have from the things of this world." We read in this parable about this man, and Jesus spoke about the ground of a certain rich man bringing forth plentifully. He was speaking here about covetousness, and he was speaking about people that are only concerned about this temporal life. And he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?" And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barn